It is the first Thursday of the month, and you know what that means. We're going to talk with District Manager Dion Schaaf from the Foster County Soil Conservation District. Dion, one of the things that I got to do as a kid that was pretty cool is when I was in about fourth grade, I got to plant a tree in front of the town that I grew up in front of the city hall. And you guys have something a little bit similar coming up on May 16th. I think this is really cool. What do you guys got going on?
Okay, it's Carrington's Arbor Day and the first grade tree planting. So as you said, Thursday, May 16th, the kids are going to plant a tree at the school and then another at the city park. And the SCD will also be providing tree seedlings for first graders in Mid-Cota and Kensel grade schools to take home and plant themselves.
And will that tree just sort of be there forever? I mean, that's what we were told as kids. Is that sort of the plan, to just let it grow and be there going forward?
The ones in town here, the plan is that when the kids are seniors, I mean, we take a picture with them after they plant their tree as first graders, and we're hoping that when they come back as seniors, they'll take a picture with one of those trees to show how both they and the tree have grown.
Oh, what a neat idea. I absolutely love that idea. All right, so that is on May 16th. Make sure that if you got a kiddo at one of the schools that Dion just mentioned, that you're making plans to go out there and take some pictures yourself. It's one of those cool moments as a kid. What else do you guys have coming up?
All right, I have a few notes here from our county extension agent, Jeff Gale. He asked me to remind the cattle producers that it's best to wait to turn the cows out to pasture until the grass reaches the 3 to 3.5 leaf stage, and that's to avoid reducing their production for the rest of the season. For the gardeners, he wanted me to point out that the soil temperature is still pretty low right now. It's about 43 degrees at the 2 and 4 inch depth, and what that means is that lettuce, spinach, and onions can be planted right now, but most of your other garden crops are going to have to wait. As much as we want to get out there and start planting, it's not time yet. And then the other thing he asked me to mention, the contest for growing the largest pumpkin in Foster County is going to be held again this year, and they will also include categories for the largest onion and the largest potato. There will be adult and children's divisions, and the weigh-off will be held at the market in the city park on September 17th.
Certainly something to get on the calendar now so you don't forget, right? I mean, you don't want September 17th sneaking up on you by any means.
No, if you're going to grow the biggest you can, you probably want to get it planted or started as soon as possible. So, yeah.
No doubt about it. Now, what other events do you guys have sort of on the calendar? What else do we need to know this month in talking to you guys?
Well, there's something I really wanted to bring up, and this is I want to talk a lot about this. Last spring, about this time, I brought up No Mow May, and we're now finding out that that's not actually the best practice. It's really not good for your lawn or the best option for the pollinators it's intended to promote. Instead, they're recommending mow less May and slow mow summer. I found some information from the University of Minnesota and some other researchers that might help folks out with doing this. Now, first, the rule is that you should never try to mow off more than a third of the leaf surface of your grass plant. This really stresses the plants, as does mowing after they've gone to seed, which is why leaving your lawn unmowed for a month is a really bad idea. Instead, the recommendation is to raise the mowing deck as high as possible, which on most mowers is 3 to 4 inches. This lets you let the grass grow to 4.5 to 6 inches before mowing off that one-third cut. What that does is it usually allows you to wait longer between mowings, and it lets the roots grow deeper because each time you mow, those roots are knocked back as well. So if the roots are growing deeper, the grass is more able to withstand drought. You can also change what your lawn consists of. Fine fescue can be mowed as little as 4 times a year, and both fine and tall fescue require far less water and fertilizer than Kentucky bluegrass. If you add some low-growing flowers, like Dutch white clover or self-heal, you can actually provide some pollinator habitat in your lawn. And lawns are notoriously unfriendly to pollinators, so that's a major change right there. If you have the space, you could install a section of wildflower meadow or even convert some of your lawn to garden bed. Keep in mind, whether you're overseeding new turf grass or planting a new meadow or flower bed, planning and soil preparation are going to be key to making that succeed. Some other interesting things, if you really want pollinators, you can really create a pollinator haven by adding flowers that bloom from early spring through late fall. And that doesn't just mean your flower beds. That can also be your trees and shrubs. Besides the ones that we humans would recognize as fruit-bearing, there are trees like maples and box elder, cottonwood, oak, hazelnut. Things that flower real early in the spring are really important for the pollinators, and then you can have other trees that would continue to provide food in the summer and the fall. When you are planting your flower beds, natives tend to be best suited to both our conditions and providing the pollinators' needs. That doesn't mean that you can't, you know, have some introduced flowers, but in those cases, the old-fashioned single flowers do tend to be pollinators, more pollinator-friendly than the new doubled ones that you see a lot of. And then if you really want to provide a home for pollinators year-round, you need to provide nesting habitat. And that could include a patch of bare ground. If you have a garden, that's usually not hard to find, from standing dead wood and cavities or hollow plant stems. When possible, avoid cleaning your flower beds out until spring temperatures have stayed above 50 degrees for a week. If you must clean out the beds in the fall, try setting stems that might hold pollinators aside in a brush pile until spring. I personally have a stack of hollyhock stems underneath my spruce tree. And keep in mind that grass clippings hold a lot of nitrogen, so it's worth composting them or using them for mulch, as long as they haven't been sprayed with pesticides and herbicides, because that's going to affect what you use them on. Last thing to remember, it's usually best to water deep and infrequently. The usual recommendation is 1 inch once a week, preferably in the early morning. The exception to this is if you're using drip irrigation to water individual plants. And you follow some of these things and you'd be surprised how much pollinator habitat you can provide in even a small yard.
Really, really good stuff. I mean, you do learn something new every day, and I just learned about 30 new things. So thanks very much for sharing that. And it is important, because we think of cutting grass as we're just getting something done, but there certainly is an art to it. Dion Schaaf joining us, the district manager. Dion, have we missed anything that you want to make sure we talk about?
I just did want to bring up some products and services that the district has available for the spring. We can make you a mosquito-proof rain barrel or provide the parts to build your own with recycled barrels. We can also provide a downspout diverter that sends the water out the usual downspout once that barrel is full, rather than letting it sit there and overflow next to your foundation. Please check our website also for information on the no-till drill, which is for rent, and when staffing allows, also available as a service. We are not accepting new tree orders, but we'll be selling the excess trees when the planting is completed. That usually happens in early June. You can also contact our office for tree shelter tubes, tree mats, weed barriers, and we have that organic, non-toxic deer and rabbit repellent also. Once the tree row installation is completed, SCD staff will be available to help with drip irrigation plans, mowing, possibly weeding the tree rows. We will begin planning and site visits for next year's planting soon after this year's field work is done, so please let us know if you're interested in working on a planting plan. That's usually a matter that the earlier we start, the better. And finally, the district is still looking to hire a couple of people for the summer tree crew. If you like working outdoors, please contact us, get some more information, get an application. Our office is at 6720 Highway 200 in Carrington. That's, we're not federal, but that is the USDA Service Center. Our office, our phone number is 652-2551, extension 3, if you want to call in. And you can also find information or contact us through our website, which is fosterscd.com, or the Foster SCD Facebook page.
Awesome. Dion Schaaf joining us, as she does at the beginning of every month. Dion, thanks very much for your time, and we'll do it again in June.
We'll see you then.